You ever take a week off?
Yeah.
We did. We have.
What about two?
Two feels like it's so long, but yeah, I don't like two. I don't think I like two.
What about borderline three?
I don't know.
We're almost there.
Oh, yeah, from this. That's right. Yes.
You know, I just feel like it's been a long time.
It's been so long.
It's got to be longer than 3 weeks.
No, I think it is longer.
It's stop.
Yeah.
Let me look back.
This is just embarrassing.
It is.
I got to be honest.
Oh, wait, no, it's not.
It's not, right?
No.
I'm right. 3 weeks.
Because we released... Because we filmed and then we released.
Yeah, see, we were a week ahead.
That's how we do it.
Okay, see, this is in my head. I'm.
Yep.
I'm, who's the leader?
Yeah. December 21st.
It just, you know, you take time off. I always say when I take a week off, I always consider never coming back. I'm always like, I don't know, man. That was a lot. You don't realize how fast you're going.
Right.
Yeah.
How much energy you're putting out until you're not putting out any energy. You're like, wow, this is crazy.
Wow.
How many days does it take for you to get into vacation mode?
I don't know. It. I don't know if I ever fully do during that Christmas break.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of it is like you got kids. You're trying to are we traveling? You know, we went up to Tahoe. You know, that's a long drive.
So yeah, that's
and a drive back. You know, it's your neck of the woods.
Yep.
And then you come home, you're cleaning up your house from Christmas for two. It's a 3 day project.
Yeah.
Right.
So, no, but we had a great break and I really enjoyed it. And I like to think that for that time period, I could eat whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
Everything's on limits.
You're
it just
allowed.
Doesn't count, actually.
Nothing counts.
Yeah.
There's no rules.
None.
There's no bedtime.
Yes.
One of my kids slept until almost 11 a.m., one of them.
Wow. It's incredible.
It's unbelievable. You're 8 years old.
That's
you're already
crazy.
Hitting 11 a.m.
My 18-year-old brother, I went to say goodbye when I was leaving. It was 10 a.m. I'm like, I'm leaving. He's like, goodbye. I'm going back to sleep. I was like, okay. See
going
you later.
Back going back to sleep. Yeah, it's just an unbelievable time. But I tell you what, golly, gosh darn it, golly gee willikers, I'm ready to go.
Let's do it.
Ready
Let's fire it up. Here we go, 2024. Well, party people, we are back. How was your break, Leaner? By the way, just was in Atlanta, saw some Leaners.
Great.
So cool.
Fantastic.
The nation goes far and
wide. To you know, be with our tribe, to be with our people.
Right.
We love you. We're for you. You're going to have the best year of your life. Let's go. Fired up. What's one of my favorite things to say? Fired up.
Fired up.
Coming into a new year, 2024 leadership lean in. We are going to have some guests on the pod this year. We're going to learn. I'm excited. You know, when we start a new year, I get excited. What are we going to learn?
Yeah.
Right.
Last year, we learned so much. What are we going to learn this year?
Right.
You know, sometimes you learn through a podcast, a book, a conversation, a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Travel is its own school.
Right.
You know, it's getting exposed to a bigger world. We're going to learn so much this year. I'm so excited for you and whatever you're leading. I just want to say thank you for leading whatever you're leading. Thank you for being a leader. What's better than somebody that accepts their responsibility as a leader? That's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So we got to send a thank you. The reason why you're listening is because you take your leadership serious and you're trying to get better. Like all of us, we want to make a promise going into 2024. We cannot promise perfection.
Never.
But I tell you what, this year we will promise, say it.
Progress.
Progress. Selling my kids right there. Progress.
Progress.
You made us say it. By the way, we got a couple of new voices in the mix.
We do.
Let's hit them with the sauce. Craig Rochelle.
Well, the habits you have today will shape who you become tomorrow.
That's fire.
I mean, if that is not a voice right there.
Whoa.
That just hit you. Like, I felt like I had to salute.
Yeah.
He is just, was totally. That a force or
Should
what?
Should we take our hats off next time?
Dear God, is that a man of leadership or what? He is the best. Forget about it. If you're not listening to the Craig Rochelle podcast, leadership podcast, what are you really doing?
Right.
Unbelievable. And he would be the contrast of another new voice. Hit him with the Michael Scott.
Pearly Worm gets the worm.
Only we could all be early worms.
That is not who we're trying to be.
When you're trying to be inspirational.
When you've got on your own coffee mug, world's best boss, get out of here. Yes. You know, I once worked at a place that bought me a Chrysler Sebring.
It's amazing.
At the same time that Michael Scott had his.
That is incredible.
And so while the office was in its height, I was also driving the same car as Michael Scott. It's a bond we have.
That's amazing. Yes,
truly.
Hit him with the Jim Carrey.
Our pets' heads are falling off!
That's how I feel as a leader sometimes.
This has been a favorite of you in sermons lately.
I'm all, wait, newly? Lately. Stop.
I feel like lately I've heard a couple hits of it.
It's had a resurgence.
It's had a resurgence. Been a
decades.
Yes. Yeah, we can all thank TNT to that. Because every once in a while you're scrolling through your TV and Dumb and Dumber's on a TNT classic.
And it's gotta stay there.
I'm not changing the channel.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who else we got in here? We got a new John Maxwell.
Yes.
How well you lead determines how well you succeed.
Yeah, just it's the Bars. Way he says the succeed, and it's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. I almost thought if I wrote a leadership lean-in song, if we had a song, an intro song, it would be a pledge of allegiance to the Maxwell.
That's pretty amazing.
One leadership nation under Maxwell. Indivisible.
We need a flag.
With coffee for all.
It's good.
This is very good.
Do we have anybody? Oh, and Saban, the classics. You know, we're not getting rid of this guy.
You all may be taking the week off, but I'm not.
And you think this guy was just sitting around sleeping like your brother?
No.
Heck no. He's a leader.
Early
leader.
Worm.
He's early worm. He's, you know what he's doing? He's leaning back. Hit him with the last one.
Now lean back. Lean back. Lean back.
Hit it again.
Now lean back. Lean back. Lean back.
I could play that for 5 more minutes straight.
It's so good.
That is unbelievable. Lean back. Sorry.
We're leaning back in.
I'm leaning back in this year.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break from our podcast, and I want to shout out one of our sponsors. It's 2024, and we're still rocking with Overflow. Head over to overflow.co to set up a... to set up a demo with your company, your business, your fundraiser, your event. Look, I'm telling you, we're going into 2024 with the same energy that we had in 2023 with Overflow, because they're still innovating the space in giving and donations and fundraising, equipping organizations to receive things like stocks and cryptocurrency and creative, innovative ways to give. And so if you're looking in 2024 to empower your people to give and fundraise at the highest level, head over to overflow.co/LLI to book a demo. And I'm telling you, the team is, they're the best.
I want to take a sec and talk about another one of our sponsors, AG1, who has been with us over at Leadership Lean In for so long. We love them. We love AG1. We all take it. We've been fasting. We're in 21 days of prayer and fasting, and we're all taking our AG1, making sure we are focused, we're on it, and it's just been amazing. Who needs coffee when you have AG1?
I'm actually doing 31 days of AG1.
That's amazing.
Isn't that cool?
That is
so
cool.
And I feel great, yeah.
That's great. Well, if you want to take ownership of your health and elevate your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/LLI. That's drinkag1.com/LLI. Check it out.
Okay. We're starting off the year. Stop repeating the same mistakes in 2024.
It's good.
Stop it. Stop. I want to channel some Cat Williams right now.
No.
It was the best thing I saw in a long time.
It's so crazy.
It was so, I can't look away. I just can't look away. And I love Shannon Sharpe. I just love Shannon Sharpe. He makes me laugh. Stop repeating the same mistakes this year. Is an old proverb. As a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool returns to his folly. We can't go back to the same stuff.
No.
Can't go. We got to stop some of that cyclical issue, calendar. Every year I make the same. No, let's this year come in with a little bit more of a. I think this is why it's always good to look back on the last year and, you know, go through the photos, go through the videos, go through the numbers, go through the graphs and the charts to look at. Because, you know, I think when you look back on a year, it really helps you understand your highs and lows, your goods and bads, the things that were successful, things that were total failure. And that allows you to project with strength this next year.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so I got a few thoughts to give you coming right out the gate. The first one this year, what entangled you last year that could potentially strangle you this year? Mm-hmm. What did you get wrapped up in? Maybe it's bad thinking. Maybe it's a poor language, a bad attitude, a wrong mindset about money or about people. What is it that got... What entangled you that if you don't get set free from is going to strangle you?
Right.
I always think you got to get that. That's why don't let any vice control you.
Really good.
That, you know, we're on 21 days for us. We're on 21 days of prayer and fasting. I like saying, sugar, you don't owe me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it. I can say no. I can drop anything on a dime, anything in my life. Why? Because nothing owns me.
Mm-hmm.
I have no vices. Nothing has a grip on me. And you got to have that. I think to be that confident leader, you got to live in total freedom, and because there's confidence there. But what entangled you? What did you get wrapped up in that you got to get unspooled for? Because if you don't get entangled, you're going to get strangled. That thing is just suffocate the vision out of you, suffocate the life out of you, suffocate the momentum out of you. And so get untangled, get free from whatever garbage, junk, clutter. I love this about a new year. It's that clean slate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's that drink. Why do people have mood boards and vision boards? It's because there's something even psychological behind it of going like, I got a clean slate.
Yeah.
Less rock and roll.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So get free. I think it's always in the new year, it's always exciting to write down, you know, some thoughts, some visions, some goals. And I like even talking to myself in ways of stopping. It's not even just a starting season. It's a stopping. I'm going to stop really doing good. This bad habit. I'm going to put an end to this.
Mm-hmm.
Put an expiration date as you come into this new year. We're not going to repeat the same mistakes. We're going to get free from anything that had our number. Number two, forgive and forget. There is so much power in forgiveness. We have to be people that give to others the grace that we one day are going to require. Give people a pass. Let it go. Whether you have to forgive yourself or forgive somebody else, it does not matter. It both requires forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And so forgetting to me is saying, it's not that I cannot remember. It's that I choose to forget.
That's right.
It's a decision.
Yeah.
So it takes so much energy and so much exhaustion to hold on to a grudge, hold on to that, so-and-so ran up the budget last year, so-and-so, fill in the blank. Everyone's got their own story.
Right.
But to be the leader that you're supposed to be and to be the leader that honestly is required of you in this season, you're going to have a clean heart,
mm-hmm.
clean conscience, that clean start coming to this new year of going like, nope, I'm going to forgive. I'm going to forget. I love living with that value. Don't let anything slow you down.
Right.
Yeah.
Just keep going. But I don't want to just go and have animosity, strife, unforgiveness. I don't like hearing that. It's so funny. Steve Kerr, you know, he pulled Klay Thompson aside recently. Steve Kerr got his hands full right now. Draymond, you know, and everything they've faced as the Warriors, which I'm it's made me root for the Warriors now more than ever.
Right.
Amen.
Because you like, oh, you sick son of a gun. I'm rooting for him because it's like their backs are against the wall.
Yeah.
And now they're the underdog and now they've been losing and, you know, you see them, they're facing great adversity. And he pulled Klay Thompson aside, and I read recently that he had a conversation with him, like, you're bringing negative, toxic energy into the locker room.
Mm.
And he's just angst, just maybe he's frustrated with how he's playing,
right.
performance, the difference between what in his mind he's capable of, and maybe his body's not lining up with that, or I don't know, fill in the blank. Klay clearly can still shoot, of course. Goes without saying. But you got to just not let that stuff bleed into this year.
Right. Yeah.
It's just not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because people, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter what you say. People remember the way you make them feel. And if you've got that negative, sideways, crunchy attitude, spirit, vibe, energy, ugh,
right.
You can have all the right words. But if your heart's not good, your spirit's not good, come on, man. You got to get right. So I want to encourage you, coming this year, clean slate. I'm bringing no baggage with me.
Yeah.
Right.
No strife and just all that comes with, you know what? I got to forgive and forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It happened. What happened has happened. What's the old saying? You can't cry over spilled milk.
Right.
Let bygones
be bygones.
Right? You got to let it go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So forgive and forget. Next one. Get a vision, get a word. I like this. Get a vision, get a vision, get a vision. You got to come on, leader. Let's get some vision. Let's get some dreaming. Let's get some possibility. And that's what the beginning of a year is like. Planning, thinking, what trips are we going to go on? What are we going to spend our money? You know, sit down and start making, okay, in the Q1, we're going to do this. Q2, Q3, Q4, and maybe project and maybe dream. Get some vision. It is so hard to follow a leader without a plan.
Right.
It is so hard to find someone that doesn't have a vision.
Yeah.
Most of the people around you are looking, hey, what's the vision?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got anything?
Right.
Got anything fresh? Got anything good? Got anything? And we know this from Andy Stanley and Catalyst. In that Catalyst run, his constant talk was vision leaks.
Yeah. Yep.
So you got to constantly, it's like toothpaste. It's constantly, where did all the toothpaste go? I'm always looking. We went through this thing that fast?
Right. Yeah.
This is a full tube.
This was a full tube. 2 days ago, it's full. Is someone stealing my socks?
Yeah.
And someone stealing my toothpaste?
Yeah.
It's my hair ties for me.
Your hair ties for April. But, you know, it's like, get some vision.
Yeah. Right.
Or put the vision, infuse it, inject it back into your heart first. It's so hard to follow somebody that doesn't have any vision.
Yeah.
And when I say a word, like I like a company, I like a team that has a mantra. That's our statement. That's our phrase. For us, hit them with the song. We're just rocking today. Now lean back. What are we doing? Rock away. That's our song. You know, I like coaches. I like organizations. I like a franchise that's like, this was our, you know, last night.
I knew it was coming up.
Last night.
Oh, yeah.
Rough.
Right.
Low moment. My son, my 10-year-old, he bawled his eyes out for one whole hour. He cried for 1 hour.
Wow.
He cried for 1 hour. He cried. And then I took him like out of the house on a drive to go pick something up. And he just kept crying. This kid, 10 years old, watched every play of every game up until that point last night. And until the fourth quarter, we were in the game. But Michigan, shout out to Michigan. Michigan fans, if you're a leaner and a Michigan fan, we got to give you respect. You guys clearly were the better team. We were overwhelmed by your defense. And in the first quarter, overwhelmed by your running back. So you guys are clearly the better team. And the national champions, hats off. But last night's pretty cool. One of the cool scenes is to see the Harbaugh father.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got his two boys, Jim and John. John coaches the Ravens. He's there on the sidelines too. Jim, his boy, wins the national championship. I mean, pretty cool.
Yeah.
But the phrase they're saying that he would raise them on was they would be cutting the wood, and he'd say to his boys, Jim and John, who's got it better than us? And they'd say, nobody.
I love that.
That's so good.
They'd have to shovel snow in the driveway. Who's got it better than us? And the boys would say, nobody. And, you know, challenging circumstance, but they had a phrase.
Mm-hmm.
They had a mantra. They had a marching order. I think get you some you can stand on that your whole company can spit back. Your whole leadership team can spit back. It's like, this is what we're about right now.
That's love right.
That. This is what we're doing for us here within our organization. It's donuts. I'm kidding.
I haven't heard that one since
like,
December.
Wow.
Donuts. But whatever it is, get a word, get a vision. Number four, surround yourself with greatness. This is a big challenge that I want to give to every leaner this year is I want you to challenge yourself to surround yourself with better people.
Mm.
Surround yourself with people. There's an old proverb that I've always loved. Maybe you've heard this one. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. You got to get around people that make you sharper.
Mm-hmm.
Get around people that are going to make you better.
Right.
A companion of fools becomes a fool. But if you want to become wise, hang out with the wise. So I want to just encourage you, get around great. Even if you got to get on a plane. By the way, shout out. Let's see you. Leadership Lean In Live Lunch.
Yes.
Friday, February 2nd.
Yep.
Get to Los Angeles for February 1st through the 3rd, Zoe Conference. And we are having a live leadership lean in lunch on February 2nd. Need you there. Want to see you there. Let's lean in together. But get around. We're trying to be around great people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great leaders. If you can see it, you can have it. If you can see it, you can achieve it. But I can't get to the next level till I see the next level.
Right, right.
And so get around people that are going to encourage you to do everything you can to go to another level. Stretch your vision, stretch your thinking, stretch your capability. And I think that it's a big challenge because, you know, sometimes as a leader, people can get comfortable within their own environment.
Mm-hmm.
What's the old saying? You're a big fish.
Small pond.
In a small pond. And it's like, you know, they rule. Is it the rule of the roost?
I don't know.
Sounds right.
Yeah. The ruler of the roost. Yeah.
Yeah. You're the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And so it's threatening to hang around greatness. Because these are the two things that come into play, right? Inferiority complex or imposter syndrome.
Hmm.
So I feel inferior. So when I get around greatness, I'm like, oh, I'm not great. They're so much better. I like hanging out with people that are less than me. This is intimidating. Right? So I go back to my little small pond because I'm the big dog.
Yeah.
Or imposter syndrome. When I get around greatness, they're going to find out I'm not great. And I don't like either one of these for you as a leader. I think you should not struggle with either one of these. The more confident and the more familiar you become with your strengths and weaknesses. And I say both because the more I am familiar with my strengths, I'm really desiring to walk in my God-given potential, my grace. And the more I'm familiar with my weaknesses, I can agree with all my haters.
Yeah.
Because my haters are like, you're this, that, and the other. I'm like, I know, it drives me nuts.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just... Don't deal with any of those. Get around great people, great leaders, the top of the top. And I think that once you get around greatness, you start realizing, wow, they're so great at what they do. And clearly there's just this X factor about them.
Yeah.
There's just this little mark, this little thing that is so from God. Wow. But they're just like me.
Totally.
Right.
They're not that different.
Right.
But clearly they've put in the 10,000 hour rule.
Right.
And clearly they've applied themselves and they're diligent and they work hard. So when I first started getting around greatness, like greatness, I was like, oh. Not to be disrespectful, but wow.
Yeah.
They're a human just like me.
Yeah.
It's like the gift is great, but people are people.
That's so good.
There's there's a smaller delta than we thought.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think, but I caught a vision for what could be. I caught a vision for what the next level looked like.
Yep.
And it expanded my thinking. It challenged my thought life. You know, remember, you think right now, I think, on the level of your knowledge and exposure.
Yeah.
And so if you want to think higher and you want to see a bigger world, you got to get exposed and you got to increase your knowledge, increase your understanding. So that's a big one. Surround yourself with greatness. Number five, get your money in order. We've talked about this a lot on this podcast. Get your money in order. Stop making the same mistakes this year. Don't spend money you don't have.
Yep.
Unless it's calculated. I want to be careful with that because there is an argument for debt and good debt versus bad debt and all that. What I'm saying to you, calculate. Don't just, I think you should look at your money every morning, every day, look at your accounts. Just if you have the incentive of making sure nobody stole from you on identity theft,
that's right.
There's motive enough.
Seriously.
But just get your money in order. I cannot emphasize this enough. Nothing stresses out and bogs down a leader like financial pressure.
Mm.
Just having that stress of where's the money? Is it coming in? Do we have it? You know, I've said it before. Let me say it again. We don't have money problems. We have us problems.
Mm-hmm.
We're the problem, but you're also the solution. So it was cool. I was talking to this. She's a young entrepreneur in our church. She's really talented business girl, I think, and has come from a family of a lot of money. And she was saying this last Sunday, her and her husband, they sat down with, I think that they said this term, I could be wrong, a budgeteer. Have you heard of this term?
I haven't, but I like it.
It's okay, let's make it up together.
I like it.
If it's not a term, let's make it up officially. Let's do it. Right here.
A yeah. budgeteer, I like that.
That's cool.
They sat down with a budgeteer. And this person that is an expert in budgeting was just challenging them on their spending.
Yeah.
Do you really need? So the joke was, and why we were laughing was, my buddy, his golf line item budget for the year dwindled significantly this year.
Yeah.
And his wife was saying, but you can play so much pickleball because pickleball is for free.
That's right.
But they're not going to make the same mistake last year.
Yeah.
Smart.
They're coming in with a little bit more strategy, a little bit more intentionality. And I just think, you know, again, money's like water. It goes wherever it wants to go mm-hmm. unless you assign it
right.
where to go. Do that with your money this year. Get a budget. It's a brand new start, 2024. We're coming in. Okay, what are you going to spend on rent or mortgage? What are you going to spend on utilities? What are you going to spend on entertainment? What are you going to spend on food? There's a difference between your groceries and going out to eat. That's entertainment.
Yeah.
What are you going to spend on clothing? What are you going to assign those dollars?
Yep.
This is what you're bringing in. Okay, let's live within that those means and be good with money. Number six, plan and focus, plan and focus, plan and focus. Make a plan and let's focus. Make a plan and focus. I think this is what all great leaders do. Hit him with the saving. This is why saving's so good.
You all may be taking the week off, but I'm not.
Why is he not taking the week off?
He's got a plan.
He's got a plan. And guess what he's doing to execute the plan? Staying focused.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest problem that all of us have is the lack of concentration, the lack of focus. I saw this video recently that was like what it's like to have ADHD, and it was showing like someone like...
Yes, I saw this video.
They
narrate the whole thing.
Right?
It's like, yeah.
And it increased my compassion, mm-hmm. you know? And my heart went out to people that have ADHD. I know a lot of people that have ADHD and like just the struggle to focus.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's just people with ADHD. All of us have a struggle with focus. What are your focus hours? I think that's why the morning should be giving to focus. Don't give the best of your day to people. Give the best of your day to your work. Focus. You know how they say like... a judge struggles with decision fatigue.
Right. That's why you should go at the end of the day.
No, wow. You know, you should go at the beginning of the day, they say. Sorry, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, you go at the beginning of the day because the judge is firing mm-hmm. and thinking and clear. And the longer the day goes, the more the judge is tired. And yeah. you could end up getting a sentence or some sort of problem on your hands that maybe wouldn't have happened if you were there in the morning.
Right.
I think all of us struggle with decision fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you got to make decisions and you need to focus on your team, your area, your what you're building, your money, your plan, your whole life, get focus, focus, focus. I'm not saying you have to stay focused all day. You know, to stay focused all day, you got to have a cup of coffee in the afternoon and go on a walk or, you know, get firing again.
Right.
Maybe you can't do that. Find your times. Find your open windows for you to make great plans. Plan out your day. Plan out your weeks. Plan out. That's why I've always loved this psalm. There's this beautiful psalm that says, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Let's take out the word wisdom and use the word focus.
Yeah.
Teach us to be able to map out the next 30, 60, 90, make this plan, make this focus. We're going to do this, go there, buy that, plan this, budget here, make the plan, and then focus. Teach me how to number my days and make a great plan. Then I can have the focus to have the wisdom to execute it.
Yeah.
That's leadership. You cannot be a great leader and to be all over the place. And I had this one day of planning and focus, and then I didn't pick it back up for two more weeks. What?
Right.
Get back to work the next day. Mm-hmm. And so plan and focus. And the last one, here we're going to end with this. Carry your confidence. I'm going to get fired up. I got to be careful because I'm not preaching, so I got to like monitor my energy. But this would be the time the keyboard player comes up and I would just...
I was going to pretend to play the keys and I hit the mic.
but I saw you were going to, have a little transition there. 1, 4, 5. I like that. Carry your confidence. You are not what other people think you are. You are what you think you are. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. And so, you know, you just need an exuberant amount of self-belief and self-respect and confidence. Carry that confidence into what you're doing this year. Be confident. And the reason why we're going to be confident is we're not repeating the same mistakes.
Yep. Yeah.
What kind of slowed us up, entangled us? We're not going to be strangled, but we're getting free.
Yeah.
We're making a plan and we're going to be focused on it. We're going to get around a bigger arena and bigger thinkers and people living on a bigger level and people that are at a place that we aspire to be. Like, and when I get there, I'm going to carry my confidence. I'm just going to keep, you got to keep your head high.
Yep.
See that, that clip of, I think it was a UCLA player. They're playing at Oregon and the guy misses a shot and he's running back with his head down and his teammate comes and lifts up his head.
So awesome.
I did. It, what a powerful picture of leadership.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Leader, you cannot pick up the heads that are around you unless you don't pick up yours first.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah.
Pick up your confidence and be confident. I know that I've got a great big calling on my life. I know that good things are going to happen. I know that the best is ahead. I know I may not be them, but I'm thanking God that I'm me. And I'm just telling you, the reason why we're not repeating the same mistakes is you notice that if you keep repeating the same mistakes, it's not that others don't trust you, it's that you don't trust
you. That's right.
Mm. You keep repeating the same mistakes, and it's like, I just lost my confidence, you know. Just not where I was. I'm not. It's a sad thing to see someone lose their confidence.
Mm.
It's like tragic. It's like, oh, they used to be. So, I mean, the moxie, the prowess, the, wow, they fill a room.
Yep.
What happened? Maybe you got strangled up by something. Maybe you got bitter. You got to forgive and forget. Whatever it is, let's make the commitment this year. I'm not going to be who I was last year. Maybe last year you didn't make yourself proud and kind of hanging your head in shame and you're feeling guilty. That's all right. Get back up. I was telling my son last night. So you lost the natty. What are we going to do about it? Tomorrow, the sun rises.
Yep.
And you get back up, and what do? Try again.
Yep.
That's all I can do. If I lived off results, I would not be here today. Because you'd just be like, oh, man, my confidence cannot come from my result. My confidence comes from knowing who I am.
Mm.
Knowing what I'm about, knowing my convictions, knowing my values. Here's another one, knowing my purpose, knowing why I think God put me here on the earth, and that will get you out of bed with confidence. So this is going to be the best year of your life. Buckle up, sweetheart. Get ready. We're going to dominate. We're going to crush, but we are not going to crush if we don't do these things. So I want to encourage you, maybe put these down in the notes. Maybe put them as your screensaver. Put it on your computer. Maybe type it up, print it out, whatever you put on the mirror, whatever you got to do. Let's do these things so we can go to a whole nother
level.
We love you. We'll see you soon.
Need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Today, I want to talk about the hellscape that is technical diagramming, right? Everybody's nodding their heads right now. Uh-huh. And there is a potential solution that I want to share. There was one name that several people brought up. I did some digging, and it's kind of nuts how much this program Miro has for developers. I have to share this. It could potentially be a game changer for you. So my favorite part about Miro is that half the work is already done. Like right now, typically we spend hours starting diagrams from scratch, right? Gathering information, you get buy-in from every team. Following up, that's a lot of work to do. But Miro has a full set of integrations with the tools you're probably already using. And they also offer open APIs and SDKs for custom solutions for all those niche diagramming use cases we have to do, right? So the end result is the same, but it doesn't take forever. It's a massive, massive time saver. I'm transforming basic flowcharts and network architectures, and it all lives in one place. So are you using Miro? Have you used it? I want to hear.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends, but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.